For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And now, with a behind-the-scenes look at this year's must-buy Valentine's Day gift, is Linda Carlin.
Thanks, Stan. I'm at Pro Flowers and Cherry's Berries, and I'm standing inside one of the perfectly paired gift boxes, and it is big.
Wow, sure looks it.
First, a 65-ton crane lowers 24 beautiful roses to the bottom layer.
Ooh. Quite a sight.
And here, up top, there are 12 massive dipped berries being coated with huge chocolate chips. And now, they're sealing the box, Stan.
Get out of there, Linda. Well, Linda, with all those big, beautiful berries, you won't go hungry.
This Valentine's Day, go big and think inside the box. The perfectly paired gift box from Cherry's Berries and Pro Flowers. Visit berries.com now and enter code 2929 for 20% off gifts over $29. Offer expires 2/13 or while supplies last. Discount cannot be applied to shipping and handling fees. See berries.com for details.
It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back courtside with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Halftime, Lady Bombers down by 5. It's 19-14. It's BB with the lead. We'll check stats coming up. First, though, Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bombers, joining us at halftime. And Josh, will talk briefly about Wednesday night's game at Morrilton. Boy, that was a
wasn't it? Man, do we have to? You know.
Had the lead in the third quarter, and boy, just couldn't hang on.
You bet. Well, you know, it's, and you see in a game like tonight, you know, it's all about making shots. And we come out in the first half and we're shooting the ball really well. And built the lead and played pretty solidly on the defensive end. But part of it, Morrilton wasn't making those shots. And in the second half, a couple different guys got rolling, knocked down some shots. And of course, we know Xavier. He's a terrific shooter.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he got open there at the end. But it was because of we were over rotated and we didn't get back under to bump our help on the backside and we just had a couple miscues there on that defensive end. Was more, you know, and can't fault the guys. You know, they were playing. You know, there's 11 seconds left, and they're kind of playing like it's a three-second scramble, and had a guy go chase the ball, which that's not what we needed to do in that situation. But, you know, it is what it is. But tip your hat to Morrilton. You know, they've been in several games like that this
right.
year. And, you know, I get on the radio, and I'm always saying how close everybody is, but it's a fact. You know, they're always in close games, but they find a way to win them. But a big part of it, they've got a lot of senior leadership, and they showed a lot of poise down the stretch, and we still did some things. You know, we're still beating ourselves, and we just got to get over that hump. But Morrilton's a very, very talented team, and we played really well to compete with one of the better teams in 5A Wednesday night.
Let's talk about the matchup with BB tonight.
Well, you know, Coach Marshall, his teams are going to be very sound on the defensive end. They're going to be fundamentally sound all over. Probably the best. They're going to be the most well-coached team in our conference. He gets everything out of these guys, and they're kind of similar to us. You know, he's got a ton of juniors that he really likes, and they're very dangerous. But and they're the same type of team. You know, they had Morrilton beat, but they can't get over the hump. You know, they're right there with everybody. Even when we play them at our place, it's a 3-point game with just under a couple minutes left, and they didn't make the shots, and we're able to stretch it, you know, stretch that lead, and ended up winning by double figures, which was definitely not an indicator of how that game really went.
Right.
So, they've got our full attention tonight, and we're going to have to play well to beat them because we played well over there to beat them, and we're going to have to do the same thing, or BB, we're going to have a tough time beating these guys if we don't play well.
All right, Josh, good luck tonight.
Brad, appreciate it. And, these Lady Bombers are going to get it going. You know, hopefully they can get it going, and we can carry it on and knock down some shots, and let's have a good Friday night at the hangar tonight. Brad,
appreciate all you do.
Go Bombers.
Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bombers. We'll break. Check halftime stats in a moment. 19-14 It's BB with the lead at the break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
The Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
19-14, our halftime score. Mountain Home trailing BB. The Lady Bombers led in the first half by Madeline Collins. A nice spurt in that second quarter coming off the bench. 6 points to lead the Mountain Home scoring. BB got 6 points each from Hannah Gamble and Katie Turner. Rebounds, 19 for Mountain Home, 12 for BB in the first half of action. Riley Walker has 6 rebounds to lead the way for all teams. Lady Bombers 1 of 2 from the line. The Lady Badgers 3 of 8 from the line. Here's the big stat, Hannah Pfeiffer, 2 points in that first half. Got to get her going in this second half. Lady Bombers down by 5. We'll get the third quarter started here in just a moment. It's 19-14. BB leading Mountain Home. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!